Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Byard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. Back in 2011, I was fed up, sick of cheap disposable clothes that fell apart after a few washes, and even more sick of the fact that almost nothing good was made here anymore. So I started American Giant to prove something, that we could still make the absolute best hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in America, with American cotton, American factories, and American workers earning real wages. We exist to bring manufacturing home, create good jobs in towns that need them, and build clothes that actually last. No shortcuts, no overseas compromises. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
The Burt Show.
The change in attitude came very, very quickly. It was a legitimate F no, and then it was a, oh, maybe. You want to explain what just happened here in studio? Because it's all going to tie into your trivia night.
Yeah, so the youth group has been partaking in trivia every Thursday evening. And by youth group, I mean myself, my girlfriend, Mikey, his girlfriend, and Rebecca comes in fifth wheels with us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we invite everyone. It's an open invite to everyone. And Abby's the only one that kind of has given an inkling of maybe being interested, but comes up with a convenient excuse every week to not come.
You have to wash my hair or something tonight.
is it the kind of thing where they don't like have to be on mic every break and you have to, you're like, okay, if I'm going to go, that means I'm going to be out till 10:30 or 11. Is it that kind of thing?
It's exactly that kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, the day is so long and I'm not going to get home until 10. Mm. And I don't know about the parking situation. And it's just a lot. And it's in Midtown. I don't like going to Midtown. Midtown's a lot.
Wow. That's the oldest young person I've ever heard in my life.
I'm literally wearing a cardigan. How much more granny can I get?
Well, I posed the question again, inviting Abby, you should come tonight to trivia, and she gave me a resounding F no. And, you know, I took it to heart, but I did tell her that one of my buddies is planning on coming, and it's a guy that I have kind of loosely been trying to set Abby up with. Uh-huh. And so maybe tonight's the night.
You felt a little bit more invested after
well,
that.
Well, my ears were perking up because I'm more desperate than ever. I'm pushing 30. Time is ticking. But here's the thing. We have said loosely tried to set up. You have tried and failed in this department with the same man already.
Okay. All right. Let's relax a little bit. He was in a relationship. And he also didn't live. He moved out of Atlanta for a little while, for a few years, and was in New York. And now he's back in town. He's back home. He's moved back. And he broke up with his girlfriend. So, you know, he's back on the market. So I figured, why not?
And he's definitely going to be there tonight.
He is definitely going to be there tonight.
And you know what he looks like.
I do know what he looks like. In fact, I know what he looks like so much that when he was single, when you were trying to set me up, I liked him on Hinge and homeboy didn't like me back.
Ooh, I didn't know about that part.
I literally told you that to your face.
I didn't know about that part.
It was so painful for him. He blocked it out.
He was like, oh, I can't. Uh-huh. This girl's so out of my league. I don't even want to consider it. And then he dated someone twice as hot as me.
Well, hey, maybe you guys are in the same desperate place now.
Yeah. All this to say is I don't know if you've convinced me to come to trivia tonight.
All I'm saying is I don't want you. It doesn't have to be as serious as like him taking you out on a date. I just want us all to hang out together. And you can get a vibe check from there, and then we can go from there.
No pressure.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, he's already rejected me once. What's another time?
I don't see this going well.
Doesn't sound like it's going well at all. Yep. All right, so talk to us about this tainted win that you had on trivia.
So last week,
you're gloating the other day, and now the truth comes out. You're a big fat cheater.
Yeah, no, we posted it on our socials and everything. We're so proud. So last week we went to trivia, but for some reason the place that we usually go to, Smithfield Bar, wasn't doing trivia that night, and so we decided to pivot to another place in town that did it. And we love Smith's because our guy that MCs trivia is like the best. For some reason, he just has that trivia announcing voice that really makes a lot of sense. And it just has a different vibe than any other place does.
I feel like your voice could be that guy.
Uh-huh. You think so?
Yeah. It's like this could be your side thing.
Hosting trivia. Maybe I could. And
what is your all's group name, by the way?
We change it up every time. Last week, our name last week was Katy Perry in space.
Gotcha.
And so we're, as soon as we get there, it already feels off. It's not our normal place. And the woman who was, you know, the host for the evening basically made an announcement that was like, you know, make sure you tip your bartenders, tip your servers. And also, if you want to buy me a drink, like, feel free to. And I was feeling particularly generous. So I kind of yelled out, what's your drink of choice? And she said Fireball, to my astonishment.
That's terrifying. Anybody going to be understanding any of the questions by the end of trivia? Because she's going to be slurring her words so bad.
Does everybody have a Fireball terrible experience? Everybody.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Anybody over 20? Well, no. Anybody over 17?
I will say I still love it, honestly. I'll admit that. Yeah, I still like it. So I buy her a shot of Fireball, and we proceed with our evening. And we're doing pretty decent throughout the night. And it comes down to the last question where you can actually wager points. And the question was kind of a tough one, but we had at least two guesses for it. And the question was, despite its name, what rare earth element is commonly mined in China? Okay. And we were like, all right, I think we've got a good shot at this. So we wagered the maximum amount of points that we possibly can. And we put our guess down. Cassie, you look interested. Do you have a guess for what this is?
What was the question again?
Despite its name, what rare earth element is most commonly mined in China?
Despite its name.
So
raraninium. not in China.
Kristen's team name, trivia team name, is I'm an Idiot.
It's called Went to the University of Kentucky.
So not that it matters, but we were between the two that had names to them, Californium and Germanium, and we guessed, what did we guess, Californium?
Californium.
And then we ended up getting it wrong. And then they're announcing the winners, and we wagered the maximum amount of points. So there was zero chance that we could have won. And we were in about third place at this point. And they have like a TV behind them that posts, that basically scrolls through all of the teams and like where you're placing. And, you know, it's like there's like 20 plus teams that are playing, and we're looking and we're looking and we're looking. And all of a sudden we show up in first place by like a mile. She just gave us the win. And we didn't say anything, and we kind of just took it.
Wow. Were you guys the only one to get her a drink?
Yes.
Whatever you gotta do, bro.
I'm sorry, we can't get out of this segment until you tell us the answer.
Oh, the answer was germanium.
It was germanium.
Yeah, and we
guessed
californium.
Dumb. Everyone knows that.
I think you're going tonight, right?
Yep.
I think you got to get on the mic and you got to confess tonight in
front
of everybody.
But they're going to the different place. They're not going to the same place.
Okay, the next time you go back. Okay. You have to confess.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Wait, do you win anything?
We won $40 in house cash.
Oh. Okay, that's kind of fair.
You stole money!
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You're terrible, and I would have done the same.
I would have done it too.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There is some tea being spilt in the sports world yesterday, and it's all about Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend.
Oh,
man.
My God.
It got even more heated yesterday because it's now about the Patriots and what happened during their time and winning and who was more influential in winning Super Bowls and not. And she spilled the tea yesterday with some leaked emails. We'll tell you about it in a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, today is follow-up Thursday. You guys hit us up and you say, yo, Burt Show, you might have missed blank. And yeah, we probably did. So we do the research for you guys and we get you some answers.
Our listener reached out after recently proposing to his girlfriend who was obsessed with Disney. She wanted their wedding to consist of everything Disney. She even wanted them to dress as Disney characters. Our listener was super uncomfortable with the idea, but didn't want to ruin his fiance's dream wedding. So we recommended that he find a way to compromise without hurting her feelings. So how did it go?
All right. And the update reads, hi, guys. Happy to say that I've been married for coming up on 2 years now. Even happier to say I didn't have to dress up as Prince Eric to say I do. I listened to your advice. And while I agreed with Cassie at the time that giving my wife her dream wedding at a Disney park was a good idea, our budget really wasn't really going to float that idea. So I sat my at the time fiance down and asked her to detail in full what she wanted our wedding to look like. Unfortunately, it was worse than I thought. She wanted Little Mermaid themed centerpieces, a full on Cinderella style horse and carriage to take us to the hotel once the ceremony was over. The last straw was when she said she wanted the groomsmen to wear red pants so that they looked like Mickey Mouse in their tuxes. I tried to gently let her know that I wasn't comfortable with the mouse being such a big part of our wedding. I mean, this was way too much. She was not happy. I told her we could compromise. I asked her what the biggest ticket item was on her dream Disney list and promised I would make that happen to try to satisfy her wishes. Well, she had a big one. On her list was a pair of Cinderella-style crystal shoes, because I guess glass is impractical, and she had been dreaming of walking down the aisle in them. They were to the tune of almost $3,000. At that point, I was kind of desperate to un-Disney-fy our day, so I agreed to buy her the shoes so she would allow for us to have a non-Disney adult wedding. She agreed. The day came, she walked down the aisle in the shoes of her dreams to an orchestral rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star. I thought that was so sweet, so I didn't want to take that away from her. The only thing that went wrong was the fact she took off the shoes halfway through the reception because they were so uncomfortable. I guess it was on theme because she's my Cinderella.
Aww.
I've calmed down on complaining about her love for Disney. Turns out, not a phase, but I love the Disney adult I married. Cheers.
Okay.
That's
all
sweet.
Is well. All is well. All right. There is some tea being spilt in the sports world. Even if you do not care about sports, you are going to love the leaked emails from Bill Belichick's 24-year-old concubine.
Couldn't care less about sports, balls just ain't your thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports. So Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
All right, so Bill Belichick has obviously been in the news a lot, partially because he's attempting to sell a book, and then mostly because he is 73 years old, dating a 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend.
Calling her a concubine is diabolical.
Is it? I'm not even exactly sure what that means.
What does it mean?
It's like a woman who is kept for certain purposes for a man of power.
Yeah, I'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate to me.
Yeah. Okay.
But she released an email. I don't know if this was on purpose or it says that it was leaked, but it's on her Instagram page. I really don't think she did it accidentally, but it caused up a lot of dust from Bill Belichick's time with the New England Patriots, where he played with Tom Brady for 20 seasons. So in order to understand why this email is so important, I kind of have to go back to the beginning, which when they played together, it's important to understand that Tom Brady has, I believe, 7 Super Bowls in total. Bill Belichick has 8 Super Bowls in total. He had 2 with the Giants when he was an assistant coach before he became the head coach of the New England Patriots. Once he got there, him and Tom Brady got 6 Super Bowls together. And then after that, Tom Brady ended up leaving and going to the Tampa Bay Bucks, where he played 3 more seasons and he won a Super Bowl in his first season with the Bucks.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty damn good.
I'd say so.
Mikey wouldn't know, but Tom Brady is pretty damn good.
He didn't even know who Tom Brady is.
So, in because of the way that it all panned out, the Patriots have kind of always had like this image that, listen, we're here to win. It's all about the team. It doesn't matter who gets the credit. We just all want to win Super Bowls. But at some point, towards the end of Tom Brady's career, it became a really big debate between every sports fan on who was really more responsible for the 6 Super Bowls that they won together. Some people felt like Bill Belichick was. Some people felt like Tom Brady was. But Bill Belichick always had this image that made it seem like he didn't really care who got the credit. It was all about team, and it was all about team chemistry. They did it together. They needed each other to do it, and that's all that really mattered. But most sports fans knew the way that the ego is, especially with athletes and coaches in these situations, that I always felt like both of these guys probably felt as if they were the ones that were more responsible for bringing all of those Super Bowls to the New England Patriots.
And at the end of the day, does it really matter, man? They both have all those rings. Does it matter?
It shouldn't matter.
They're both pretty.
Right, exactly. Right, but, you know, sports, athletes, male ego, here we go.
It's like they play in a sport that's highly competitive.
Right.
Shocker.
So when Brady left, a lot of people felt like, was there a little bit of tension there in why Brady would leave? And then when he went on to win the Super Bowl at Tampa Bay, it made you wonder how Bill Belichick really felt about that and how Tom Brady really felt about that.
Do you think there was any part of Tom Brady wanting to go to a different team just so he could prove to the world that it was him that was kind of responsible for all of these Super Bowls and not Bill Belichick?
I 100% think so.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I definitely think that had a lot to do with it. Yeah. And I feel like once Brady did it, the debate kind of, it was kind of hard to make a debate for Bill Belichick after that.
Yeah, and if you don't follow sports, Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay, wins a Super Bowl, and since Tom leaves New England, they have not won a Super Bowl.
Right. I think Belichick did 3 seasons without Tom. Did they even make the playoffs?
I don't know if they made the playoffs, but I know that dude got fired and then no other NFL team would even hire him.
That was it. So he ends up going to coach at University of North Carolina football. So now he's writing this book about his career. And an email is put on Jordan, his girlfriend's Instagram page, where in most of the email, he's talking about like the press run, what he wants the books to look like. And he says that he expected everything that the media has done, doing a lot of clickbait. Because in the book, he does say that he regrets letting Tom Brady leave. It didn't go into how much he felt like he was a factor in Tom Brady leaving, but apparently he did admit that he didn't want that to happen.
You could tell there was a lot of tension there, especially if you watched the Tom Brady roast. You could tell there was tension between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Everybody was making jokes about it.
So Bill Simmons, who is a sportscaster, he also has a sports podcast. He's also infamous for being a really big Patriots fan, goes on his podcast and talks about this leaked email and says how in the email there is a piece where Bill Belichick pretty much says he wants the book to focus more on how he played such an important part in the New England Patriots going from when he got there, a $10 million team to like an $8 billion franchise and all of those Super Bowls. And Bill Belichick is also infamous for not revealing information like this. He does not let you get behind the curtain at all. So when she released this and we saw a bit of Bill's ego in there, pretty much saying, this was me. Like, I did this. People are now wondering how that's going to make Tom Brady feel.
So what was the motivation of the 24-year-old girlfriend to leak these emails?
That's what I can't find. And like all the research I'm doing, there's nowhere where it says why she did it. She just did it. And there's a lot of comments on her page of people saying, why would you do this? She does not answer it. So it's like some people feel like it's all a part of the press release. It's just a way to keep things going with the book because he really wants to sell this book at the end of the day. But did Bill Belichick sign off on her doing it? Some people don't even believe the email is real. They say it doesn't fully sound like Bill with some of the things that was said. I personally think it was Bill Belichick. But the drama is now, why does Tom Brady feel? Is Tom Brady going to react to this? Because if you read the email, it pretty much shows you that the whole Patriots behind the scenes, we're all one, we're unified, we're a team, it doesn't matter, was completely false.
Think it's just a publicity stunt to get chatter around the book?
That's what I think, sure.
I don't think he signed off. This is just my hunch. I don't think he signed off. I don't think he understands really what's going on in this whole situation.
Neither.
She's a troublemaker, man.
She is.
And he has for his entire career. He does not like the media, man. He has made it known he doesn't like the media. He hates doing press conferences, hates everything about it. So the fact that this is all going on now, swirling around him, and she's in the middle of the whole thing, it is really shady, man.
What makes me think she knows exactly what she was doing in this point is there's one part in the email where he says, of 260 something pages, I said that I effed up one time, and then that's what they took and ran with it, and they posted it everywhere to sell it. And then I feel like she saw that as an opportunity where if I leak this email on my Instagram page, it is going to get a lot of people talking. It's going to bring a lot of eyes to the book. And I don't really think she cared about how Bill Belichick was going to take it so long as the bottom line gets produced, which is selling the book.
I don't think she posts that without his consent. I know he doesn't like the media, but you need the media to sell books.
I can't see him
signing off on that. I can't see it. But maybe, I mean, why does he really need, maybe selling the book is not about money for Bill Belichick as much as it's about wanting people to know behind the scenes how much he had to do with the New England Patriots becoming the franchise that they became.
Look, I'm older than you guys, but I'm not Belichick old. And what I realize is as I'm getting older, I've got the pool of drama that I try to stay away from now as I'm getting older. I will stay away from it at all costs. So the fact is that 74-year-old is dating a 23-year-old or whatever. Just the drama that comes along with that and the maturity difference here. And now all of this swirling for a 74-year-old man. I would think he has no patience for this.
We also just can't underestimate how much influence she has on his life. So I was on TikTok and I saw, I don't know how they found this, but apparently she has acquired in her own name like millions and millions of dollars of real estate that obviously she could only get by having someone like Bill Belichick funding it. Mm. But the real estate is not in Bill Belichick's name and she's like a co-signer, he's a co-signer. Like she is on the deed of these properties. So I think we're dealing with a lot bigger of a mastermind than we're expecting. She ain't just some pageant girl.
I could see that. And Bill probably just tied it. He like, do what you gonna do, man.
Yeah, right.
The Burt Show.
All right, Sunday is Mother's Day. And
what?
Yes,
I
know.
Stuck right up on you.
It does it every year.
Every year. That same Sunday every year. And Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show has a bit called hashtags. And in honor of Mother's Day, they do hashtag mom quotes, all right? Sometimes these are sick burns of their kids. Other times they're like bless your heart moments for moms where they think one thing means something other and they use a phrase wrong. Regardless, they are hilarious. So we've put a montage together of some of the best hashtag mom quotes from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
This one's from Matt. Don't laugh at me. Ooh. Your brother was like the first pancake. A little overcooked, but still okay.
That's pretty funny.
This one's from Keisha Journey. She says, my mom used to yell, don't forget your ball sack after softball practice. This one's from K.A. Kadziolka. She says, my mom excitedly said her new sweatshirt was bisexual. I said, do you mean unisex? She said, whatever. This one's from Sassy Starfish, 13. She says, when I was 10, my mom yelled at me for being sassy. I threatened to call child services. Her response was, you better tell them to hurry up because you're going to be dead by the time they get here.
Oh, damn.
From @PageRocks97, she says, mom told me to walk home after a party. I said, what if I get kidnapped? And she said, trust me, they'll bring you back. This one's from @BrennanHancock. He says, my mom told me she and the lady across the street were friends with benefits.
Boom!
I asked her what that meant. She said, you know, we get each other's mail when they're out of town and stuff like that. This one's from @ClaptonKeys. She said, when I showed my mom a picture of my college crush, she said, yeah, that's not going to happen. This one's from @BethRob325. She says, my mom calls Disneyland the Big D.
Oh, no.
This one is from @FanPyrie. She says, when I passed my classes, mom responded with WTF. She thought that meant, well, that's fantastic. This one's from @MarissaRosie22. She said, I told my mom she was invading my personal space. She said, you came out of my personal space.
All solid.
All solid.
All very solid.
Hashtag mom quotes for you.
Man, I got to bring you guys in on this. I have been ruminating and so stressed out about a conversation that I was supposed to have with Hollis weeks ago, and I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and finally had it with him. And by the end of the conversation, I was completely, I don't know why I got a thing about crying in front of my kids, but I was this close to crying in front of them and I had to excuse myself from the room over nothing. So how do I even explain this? So I'm divorced from his mom, so we split time with each other. And to be totally and completely honest with you, I've always felt, and I said this to him during our conversation, that when Hollis is over at his mom's house, that's his home. And when he's over with me, that's the place he stays. Just that her place is more homey, to be honest with you. My house kind of looks like a W, the inside of a W hotel. It's just not very intimate. It's not that the emotions aren't the same.
Yeah.
It's just, I think the difference between being at mom's house and being at dad's house, maybe in our case, is just different. It just feels more like
I walked into her house a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, so this is what family's supposed to feel like. And that my house is just a little bit on the more sterile side. He doesn't have as many clothes at my house as he does at her house. And I feel like that's his home. And my place is where he stays, right? So I had been really stressed out because he's about to be 18 years old. We're going to rip up that divorce agreement. He's going to be an adult. So he is not responsible. He doesn't have to be at my house a certain amount of time. And he doesn't have to be at his mom's house a certain amount of time. That's all going away.
It's his choice now.
It's his choice now. If I'm him, I'm picking his mom's house. He's got nice comfy couches. She feeds him better than I do. So I sat him down the other day and I said to him that exact thing. Like, hey, you're about to be 18 years old. There is no more agreement on where you want to go, man. You can go wherever you want to go. So what does this look like to you? And I mentioned that I think that his mom's house is more of a home and mine's the place that he goes to. I mean, it's not like he doesn't enjoy going there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'm explaining this right. It's just not as intimate.
I feel like it's more in your head, though, because he's got his whole basement down there. And yep. I think he enjoys being at your house. I know he enjoys being at your house.
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement down there. He's away from me. All good. It's just a different feel, man. And I don't think there's anything different in the relationships, but yes, I might have been in my head. So I sit him down and I'm like, so what's going to be your game plan, man? And my biggest fear was that it was going to be something really open-ended. Like, well, I'll probably crash at mom's house most of the time. And then I'll see you and I will figure out exactly when we're going to hang out. And you know how that goes with teens. It's just like, I felt like that was going to be like, I'm never going to see my kid again. So before I even completely finished the conversation, he stops me and he says, Dad, I thought about this months and months and months ago. In fact, mom hit me with the same question. She thought that I might be over here more. So he's like, stop. I am going to do 1 week here and I'm going to do 1 week at mom's and we're going to do the same situation that we've had. And he said, then I start welling up. I'm starting to do it now. I'm getting all tight in the chest because I really felt like he was going to be with his mom way more and I wasn't going to see him. And he's like, I don't even understand why kids would make that decision. I mean, I've got two parents that absolutely love me that I get along with great. So I'm going to do a week here and then a week there. And there'll be a little bit of flexibility when he's got stuff coming up. I was so relieved, you guys. And the way he presented it to me, Amanda said it. And this is one of the pluses and negatives about dating somebody that minored in psychology. She said, why do you always assume people aren't going to choose you? And I'm like, oh, now I got to think about that. So at the end of the day, I do have some work to do there with my therapist, but he chose both of us and he's going to college in August and it'll be equal time the same way now as it has been since we got divorced.
I love that for you guys.
Me too. Mm-hmm. But and then I started just holding back the tears. I'm like, you leave.
Can't let you see
get
this.
Out of here. Go to your mother's right now.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Kristen sent me an Insta story this morning that immediately made me laugh. We got to throw this at you guys.
So I follow Third Eye Thoughts on Instagram, and they posted this. Someone asked me, if your life were a movie, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do right now? And I can't stop thinking about it.
It's so good. All right, so let's instead of saying right now, because here we are at work, let's just say over the course of the last week, if your life was a movie, what would the audience be screaming at you either to do or not to do? Because I had one right off the bat. So yesterday, I'm just kind of in one of those salty moods yesterday, a little bit on the salty side for whatever reason. Just, you know, stars aren't in the right place or whatever. And I'm in a salty mood. And then I had a couple of things business-wise that popped up that were irritating me also. So I had a choice to make to either make a phone call to somebody while I was in this heated state
about something that I had found out, or not make the call at all in this heated state. And I'm trying to breathe through it, and I can hear the voice in my head saying, don't make that call right now. Don't make, and that's what the audience would be saying to me. They'd be screaming, don't do it, as I picked up the phone. Do not do it. Do not make that call. I made the call.
You did? Oh, no. Without giving details, how'd the conversation go?
At the end of it was fine. It was heated a little bit on both sides, but I absolutely should have waited another hour.
Just waited another hour or made it waited another 24?
Or 24.
That sounds more about right.
The audience would have been right.
You guys?
I two came to mind. I think if it was based on my... pretty much my everyday life, it would definitely be stop overthinking. Like, I get that from people who care about me all the time. They would probably yell at me to stop overthinking. But if it's been in recent times, mostly because I hear my lady scream this all the time, it would be to sit the hell down because of how gout has been really my bout with gout. I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to just sit down and heal. I'm always still trying to do what I always do. And it gets pretty frustrating to be down like that.
So as you're getting up off the couch or going to work out or something, the audience would be going, sit down!
Yes, okay. Listen to your body.
Okay, all right.
Stop drinking tequila.
That too. Yeah.
Put the shot down!
For me, it would probably be to stop wasting so much time. Like, I think my audience is probably super bored watching me doom scroll on TikTok and, you know, look for entertainment stories online. I think I end up in these functional freezes, which I think is what the psychological term is, where like if you're used to kind of being in like a fight or flight state, sometimes like you do those things that you know are going to kind of like help you disassociate from those feelings. But when you get to a place where you're not in a fight or flight mood or fight or flight state of being, sometimes you can still keep yourselves in like the, you can keep yourself in like that pattern of like doing the things that would help you self-soothe to get out of it. And I realized I'm like, I'm doing great. Like I need to get off the couch and go live my life. Like tomorrow's not promised. Like, make the most of every day.
So what are they screaming at you? What's the...
Get off the couch. Okay. Mo and I are on the same couch. Mo's got to sit down. I got to get off of it.
How about you?
Abby, yours and mine are eerily similar. So they would be screaming, what are you waiting for? Mm. There's something in my personal life that I'm not sharing yet because I'm keeping it close to the vest, but I'm trying to get something going and I have kind of got lax about it and I just need to push to see if I can make it happen. And I've for lack of a better word, just gotten lazy about it. And I think there's a lot of promise there if I would just push, if I would really try to like make it happen. So it doesn't just rely on me. It relies on others. And I've been sitting back waiting on others. So I just need to motivate and push others in order to try to make this happen.
Got it. So what they're yelling at you is what?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
So earlier we talked about former New England's Patriot coach, Bill Belichick, having his big major F-up. But Tom Brady is now admitting to a major F-up on his part. But it doesn't have anything to do with football. It has everything to do with his parenting and the entertainment industry. He says he's got one big regret, and he says that he really feels like he shouldn't have done that roast because it wasn't good for his kids.
I regret that my kids, yeah, I was tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room, but I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day, I felt like a stake through the heart.
I watched the roast and I really, really enjoyed it. So I was trying to think of if I was one of his kids, what I would be upset about at the roast. And it wasn't necessarily the insults about him. It was the ones about
their mom, his ex-wife, and because people were brutal about it in that roast.
That's what I was going to say, is it's one thing for you to take shots at Tom Brady, but when you bring the kid's mom into the picture, like, that's a completely different story.
And now the guy that she's seeing that they're around all the time also.
It's a tricky line, doing comedy when it comes to family, and especially when it's your family, whether you're saying it or someone else is saying it. But for some reason, most roasts I walk away going, that was really good. Tom's roast, I walked away thinking a few of those jokes, I was like, damn.
It was hard.
Gosh,
yeah, man.
Well, as a parent, you never want to hear anybody say anything bad about your kid. And I'm wondering, as kids, you don't like, and they seem to have a very tight relationship. And you like, you put your dad on a pedestal. So you hear people talking bad about whether it's your mom or your dad. It's going to hurt because you're like, I can say those things, but you can't say those things kind of deal.
Here's the thing. Like, you're going to see headlines about Tom Brady and you're going to see headlines about Giselle. Like, unless Tom Brady literally has parental controls on his kid's internet usage and can control what they see, at the end of the day, like, I don't really feel like any of those roasts, like, of course some of them were a little harsh, but like, they still touched on things that, like, his 17-year-old, for example, like, I don't think are completely oblivious to.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, a lot of the jokes had to do with her quote-unquote maybe infidelity with the guy, her judo instructor. Her kids are around that guy and were around that guy every time he came over for another lesson. So I could see how they were hurt.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, speaking of things that are very important right now, the conclave. We've been talking about the Pope and how they're going to be picking a new Pope, and we have no idea if it's going to happen while Hollis is in Rome. They're going to be putting up that smoke, whether it's black smoke or white smoke, to determine whether or not there's going to be a new pope. But apparently the Catholic cardinals are watching a movie that recently came out that has everything to do with how they choose the new pope. So it's that film called Conclave that stars Ralph Fiennes. And apparently, according to an inside source, some of the most recent cardinals who are in the College of Cardinals who are going to be a part of that choosing process, because they've never done it before, apparently they have been watching Conclave in cinemas to try and get some pointers on how this entire thing is going to go down, which I don't know if you guys saw that. They put out the black smoke for the first time, showing that they still haven't picked a new cardinal or a new pope, which isn't totally surprising considering they literally just started this. All right, the man who crashed through Jennifer Aniston's home gates will face charges, but not just for his dramatic entrance. I'll explain on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.